CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington, in the Ukrainian capital overnight. An hours-long bombardment by Russian drones and ballistic missiles. The attack prompted a surprising statement this morning from President Trump. CBS's Michael Wallace has that.
In a rare rebuke of the Russian president, Trump posted on social media, quote, I am not happy with the Russian strikes on Kyiv. Not necessary and very bad timing. Vladimir, stop. 5,000 soldiers a week are dying. Let's get the peace deal done.
The Russian missiles and drones killed at least 8 people and injured more than 70. It was the deadliest attack on the city since July. President Trump is softening his tone on the steep tariffs he's imposed on China. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has that from the White House.
It's all in response here at the White House, at least, to the fact that the markets have been jittery over the last few weeks since this began. He's trying to get the numbers back up. They have improved because the tone, at least, has shifted, and the signal from from the president is that that 145% tariff is coming down.
China today disputed the president's claim that the two countries are in active negotiations over the tariffs. Police have arrested a 19-year-old man they say set wooden pallets on fire, sparking that huge wildfire in southern New Jersey. Smoke from the fire is affecting New York City's air quality. The city's Emergency Management Commissioner, Zach Issel.
The wind is primarily in our favor. And then again, we have these amazing men and women who are fighting the fire on the ground, hopefully getting it fully under control.
The fire is now 50% contained, but is expected to grow until rain moves in over the next few days. As of this morning, it's grown to more than 23 square miles in the Pine Barrens. A lighting issue has forced the recall of more than 150,000 of Acura's most popular vehicles. From Detroit, WWJ radio reporter Jeff Gilbert.
Moisture that enters through the tailgate of the Acura MDX can cause the internal and external lighting to fail. There have been 3,800 warranty claims related to the issue on 2014 through 2020 model year MDXs.
Researchers say they have found that middle-aged adults in the U.S. and the Netherlands are experiencing higher levels of loneliness than older adults. If you're lonely, what can you do about it? Psychiatrist Sue Varma.
You have to be very intentional and deliberate and put yourself into what we call third spaces. These bookstores, these cafes, pickleball, cycling clubs, like really make yourself available to social interaction.
China this morning launched three astronauts to replace the crew on its space station. The crew will reach the station in a few hours. China says it's putting one or more people on the moon before 2030. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation after a Racine police officer shot a suspect during an armed home invasion Tuesday night. The suspect was taken into custody with a minor injury. Charges are still pending. Fox 6 reports the suspect briefly held a family hostage. A 16-year-old Kenosha student who hid a loaded gun in a sensitive area at Indian Trail High School has been sentenced to 1 year in juvenile detention. The student admitted to bringing the gun to school and making threats on Snapchat. The NFL draft starts today. If you're going, there's information about parking, traffic, and shuttle services through the NFL One Pass app. After a five-year pause, student loan repayments are resuming. Check out the Racine County Eye today for details about the timeline and its impact. And Kenosha's Plan Commission will review a new $120 million U-Line warehouse project tonight. If approved, it would add another 1.2 million square foot facility to its local operations. The company employs over 3,800 people in Kenosha County. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's draft day in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. From Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight, many experts predicting the Packers could use the 23rd pick on Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden, who was spotted shaking hands with Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show. Has he been here before?
It's definitely not my first time meeting with him. I had a meeting with him 2 weeks ago. Got around the coaching staff, you know, the organization. Felt like home to me.
Did you visit here? So this is not your first trip to Green Bay?
Yeah, it's not my first trip.
Who else have you personally visited?
Met with Houston, Pittsburgh, Broncos, Detroit.
Have you personally visited with the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, sir.
Oh! What was that about?
It was cool, man.
Baseball, the Brewers scoring two runs in the ninth, but it wasn't enough. They lost to the Giants 4-2 last night in San Francisco.
It's all part of getting started in a new year. We're all trying to find ourselves, find our own identity.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
WRJN Weather. under a mix of sun and clouds today with mild high temperatures still hanging on to the mid-50s. With scattered showers rolling in overnight and widespread light rain tomorrow morning, we'll be waking up to some patchy fog and high temperatures staying stuck to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. Within my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Philosophy, Simon & Garfunkel style. Now more philosophy, Jefferson Airplane style.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Love.
Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
And that old north wind should begin to blow. Keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name and you know. Spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. No, you've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And Racine Raider football starts up in just a couple of weeks. On May 3rd is the first game, and that game is going to see the team trying to extend their already 27-game win streak. They're playing some great ball. And they're all going to be here. Every game is going to be heard here on WRJN, just like back in the day. Okay? See you here, Raider football, May 3rd on WRJN.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Grab your friends and your walk-in shoes. The Downtown Racine Spring Wine Walks are back May 3rd and May 10th from 1 to 6 p.m. For $40, enjoy 30 stops of wine and beer. Both weekends will be a blast. And if you're looking for inspiration, May 3rd is Derby Weekend. Rock your best hat. May 10th is Mother's Day, so give her the gift of time together. Not just for the ladies, this is a party for everyone. Get tickets now at RacineDowntown.com and explore Racine's historic and hip downtown while supporting local businesses.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
By the Isley Brothers, and the original Hooked on a Feeling by B.J. Thomas. We're a bunch of originals around here at the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I'm hooked on a
Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know what happens today, right? No, I'm not talking about the draft. Well, that does, but I'm talking about the Milwaukee Film Festival opening today. Runs through May 8th. Comedies, documentaries, dramas, international films, and you got details at WRJN.com, or if you subscribe to our latest newsletter, it's there too. Now, let's get you up to speed on what's happening around the world and up your street with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Whitewater student who threatened to use chlorine gas against police attempting to take his guns has pleaded guilty to possessing items for making chemical weapons. A statement from federal prosecutors says James Morgan posted violent anti-government rhetoric online and built homemade weapons, including pipe bombs and acid spraying devices. He's already serving a 2-year sentence for explosives, but now Morgan now faces life in prison when sentenced on the new guilty plea August 1st. The FBI found his stash of weapons during a 2023 raid after years of monitoring his social media activity. Prosecutors say his posting history included racist threats and talk about building militias. The Kenosha Racine Area Investigative Team was activated Tuesday after that shooting involving a Racine officer. Police responded to an armed home invasion where gunfire was exchanged. The investigative team, known as CRATE, is a joint team of investigators from Kenosha and Racine counties. They gathered the evidence into the officer-involved shooting, with the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office taking the lead. The Racine Police Department is handling the criminal case regarding the armed invasion. The suspect was taken into custody with minor injuries. Kenosha's Planned Commission will hear about another new U-Line project tonight. The company's latest warehouse project would add over 1.2 million square feet to the company's growing local footprint. U-Line employs over 3,800 people at their Kenosha County operations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Under a mix of sun and clouds today with mild high temperatures still hanging on to the mid-50s. With scattered showers rolling in overnight and widespread light rain tomorrow morning, we'll be waking up to some patchy fog and high temperatures staying stuck to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna
do nothing to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
That's Teddy Pendergrass singing lead on If You Don't Know Me By Now. Sonny Bono wrote this song. Searchers had a big hit with Needles and Pins. WRJN.
Oh, say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. I get confused cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
News, timeless hits, WRJN.
Brewers lost last night, doggone it, out in San Francisco, but they play one more game, and that game is this afternoon, and you can hear that game here on WRJN as the Brewers attempt to leave San Francisco with two wins as well as two losses under their belt. Break even, that's okay. This afternoon's game sponsored by Lee's Deli, the Lanes on 20, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, and Main Street Bakery. It starts with the pregame about 2:10. Brewers on WRJN.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with fresh flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. A stunning bouquet, a custom arrangement, or a thoughtful gift paired with DeBrand Premium Chocolates or Carrie's Candles with signature scents like Mom's Home, Wisconsin Northwoods, or Ocean Breeze. Shop early for the best selection because Mom deserves the very best. Order online at sunnysidefloristofkenosha.com or enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I asked Doug Clifford, drummer for Creedence Clearwater Revival, if CCR kind of brought rock and roll back to rock and roll. He didn't argue with me.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Do-do-do, looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothed, listening to Buck Owens. Do-do-do, looking out my back door.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has a few choice words for an Ivy League university fighting back against administration attempts to oversee part of its curriculum, admissions, and hiring policies. Correspondent Michael Wallace.
In a social media post, Trump calls Harvard an anti-Semitic, far-left institution, a liberal mess, and a threat to democracy. He says it accepts students from all over the world who want to rip our country apart and allows a certain group of crazed lunatics to spew fake anger and hate. Harvard has sued the Trump administration over its threat to freeze more than $2 billion in federal funding.
As peace talks drag on, President Trump is also lashing out at Vladimir Putin, following a deadly overnight attack on Ukraine's capital. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
On Truth Social this morning, he wrote, "I am not happy with the Russian strikes on Kyiv. Not necessary and very bad timing. Vladimir, stop. 5,000 soldiers a week are dying. Let's get this peace deal done." I think it shows the growing frustration out of this White House